At Commodity Classic in San Antonio, we're going to visit with Randy Krutz, who is Executive Director of the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. And Randy, we've been talking here about the new documentary on agriculture that USFRA has helped finance put together. We're getting close to a release on that?
We are, actually. We'll in late March, we'll be at Washington, D.C. with Ag Week, which is really one of our steps in the launch process. And then throughout April, we're moving into film festivals and then into May for the actual launch into major theaters across the country. We're very proud of that. That's a very important piece in population centers of the country. The top 24, actually, is where it will launch. And then in addition to that, it will be available for digital download ultimately. And then in the fall, back, you know, getting into the classrooms and in college campuses with this story of agriculture and food production, we feel is just critical.
Now, when you say major movie theaters or major cities, I mean, is this going to be like on the, at the multiplex? Or?
Well, so maybe not at first. What we really do is market it into what you might think of as maybe theaters that more generally show documentaries. But with James Mole, who's the director of this film, he's an award-winning and Emmy Award-winning director, we think we have a real opportunity to get this broadly into many theaters across the country.
So I guess the big question is, you know, we've all heard about Food Inc. and some of the negative films about agriculture, which got a lot of attention. Is this one is this one going to get that much attention?
Well, you always hope so. We're not out to offset Food Inc., but on the other hand, and that's a very important fact, it's not that kind of film. But it, on the other hand, you do connect with the story that's told by these six young farmers in this film, and they tell the story. It's all in their words, and what we hear most often, whether we're showing it to consumer audiences or audiences in agriculture, is how the audience connects with these young people and what a great job James Mole does in kind of bringing their story to life. So I think in many ways, when you walk out of the theater, again, we're hoping for open hearts and minds to learn about some of the key issues in agriculture, whether it's GMOs and the questions that consumers have. You can't answer, you're not going to change a person's mind in a 77-minute film, but you can, you know, hopefully move them toward asking more questions.
I'm talking to one of the farmers in the film, David Loberg, from Nebraska here, and that was kind of his comment. Was that, you know, he hopes that it just kind of starts to change some people's opinions of how we do things.
There needs to be a dialogue. There needs to be a conversation. That separation that's occurred over the last several decades and the generational gap that exists now between consumers, maybe not in Nebraska, maybe that's two generations, but in the core population centers of the United States, you're getting four, five, and six generations off the farm. So people have really lost touch with how food is produced and raised, and it makes agriculture vulnerable to messages from food companies. And I have to use the example of Chipotle. The advertising that they have and how they represent agriculture is not fair, it's not accurate, it's fear-based marketing. And I think these guys in this film are all interested in offsetting that type of advertising and that type of information.
USFRA has been working here for several years now in different projects. And I always like to ask the question, are you moving the needle here as far as consumer opinions?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, what we have to do in order to maintain the funding and keep moving is we have to measure that. And what we do know is that when people are exposed to our information, whether it's online or in any consistent manner, we move people significantly in the range of 30 to 35%. As a whole, the public is moving slightly toward being more accepting to modern agriculture. So I think the question is yes. It's hard, you know, USFRA is not out to take full responsibility for that. But I think, generally speaking, the dialogue that agriculture is trying to start with the consuming public is helping.